manga pule kya ufula pwetu fule fule Ninko fulu kapa kamo kuna Onda, mono busu maka kamo fulo Kudi, diri yali cholo chamo tulo Kodili, tenkele, topo kesi chamo tulo Woke up, feeling, kwa tuk, fika Moka ti feeling, te tuk, fisa Chike chelanga, na kwebo duka Kagulanga, kui, kui, shika chao file na kalianda wa
Lusaka's number one, 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, dismisses concerns, suggesting that the new family of banknotes lack adequate security features. Citizens First condemns Mohabi Lungu's remarks on Harry Calabar. In international news, in South Africa, USAID cuts raise fears of new surge in HIV infections. In sports news, Red Arrows record back-to-back wins as Amazing Grace hold in Kwazi Queens.
And now... FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suila Njimulenga. The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has dismissed concerns suggesting that the new family of banknotes lack adequate security features. In a statement issued today, the central bank emphasized that the redesigned notes are equipped with state-of-the-art security measures in line with global standards to deter counterfeiting and safeguard the integrity of the kwacha. Bank of Zambia Assistant Director for Communications, Besnat Mwanza, noted that over the past decade, there has been significant technological advancement in banknote security features, adding that the bank has incorporated these innovations to ensure that the new banknotes remain secure and resistant to counterfeiting. To support public awareness, Bank of Zambia has also launched a mobile application called Zambian Banknotes, designed to help citizens identify and verify the security features embedded in the notes. The central bank has urged members of the public to remain vigilant when handling cash and to ignore misinformation that could undermine the trust in the currency. In a separate development, opposition Citizens First has strongly condemned remarks attributed to its leader, Harry Calabar, by Zambia We Want spokesperson Mohabi Lungu. Party deputy spokesperson Danton Ndlovu described the comments as sponsored schemes aimed at undermining Mr. Calabar's candidature to lead a united opposition in next year's general election. Mr. Ndlovu clarified that since 2021, Citizens First has made noticeable progress and remains among the top three political parties in the country. Reacting to Mr. Lungu's article on opposition leaders ascending to the Republican presidency, Mr. Ndlovu dismissed the analysis as baseless and intended to weaken the opposition. He emphasized that Mr. Calabar has remained connected to the grassroots, describing him as only hope for Zambia. Mr. Ndlovu has since warned Mr. Lungu against issuing statements that risk eroding public confidence in opposition leaders ahead of the 2026 polls.
As a spokesperson for the party, deputy for that matter, I want to clarify that President Harry Calabar, first of all, has never gotten three votes in any by-election. We as a party are the ones that complained to this event after one of our candidates was not able to get three votes at a particular polling station where he voted, his child as well as the wife voted in that by-election. Until we demanded, that is when he said gave us those three votes. And if you look at how progressive Harry Calabar has been, he's been on a progressive side. We have moved from the deficit of getting zeros in 2021 to the area. There is no by-election where we have been to which has been funded by President Harry Calabar, where we have gotten less than 500 votes. We have been very progressive. Our candidates have been very magnanimous. President Calabar has been magnanimous enough in order to fund those by-elections. And in any by-election that we have participated, we have either come third or second to the winning, to the winners. And
in another development, governance expert Charles Mbombela has expressed concern over the conduct of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, accusing it of siding with the government in power. Mr. Mbombela, who is the Executive Director of High Five, says the trend has negatively affected voter turnout in recent by-elections, emphasizing the need for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to build public confidence by conducting itself in a neutral and transparent manner. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mbombela warned that continued voter apathy is not healthy for the country's democracy, stating that both government and the ECZ must handle election matters in line with principles of good governance. He cautioned that going into the 2026 general elections under the current environment possesses the risk of producing a majority leadership that does not truly reflect the will of the people.
This is the apparent reason that they would shun this process. And one, it seems that the ECZ has not handled its affairs in a manner that speaks to a democratic electoral process. And when we have such a situation, we risk having key players shunning the process because they deem it like an academic exercise, where that process is ensued to ensure that only one person comes out victorious. And it is very sad for democracy, and it is very sad for our country, and I should just implore and the government at large to create a more conducive political environment.
In entertainment news, U.S. Ambassador Charged Affairs Michael Gonzalez has praised the Zamrock Festival, describing it as uniquely Zambian cultural celebration that brings people together from across the world. Speaking during the festival yesterday in Lusaka, he said the event reflects the universal power of music, noting that Zamrock emerged 50 years ago when young Zambians fused global and local influences into a new genre. Mr. Gonzalez also commended Bojangles, the host venue, for creating platforms that create cultural exchange and expose audiences to diverse environments. He added that shows not only unite people in Zambia, but also introduce Zambian music to American audiences.
Zamrock Festival is fantastic. You know, it's one of those things that is uniquely Zambian, but, you know, Stevie Wonder said that music is universal. And, you know, you see a crowd in there, even just at my table. We have, you know, a woman from Canada, a woman from Poland, a guy from France, a guy from Czech Republic, a guy from Spain, and all these Zambians. And we're all just having such a great time listening to something that is so quintessentially Zambian. That is really the beauty of a place like this.
And Zambian music legend Ricky Ililonga underscored the importance of live shows, stating that they remain at the heart of entertainment business.
Music has become so easy today. Any idiot can produce a hit. Even on your damn phone, you can do it. But the act of actually getting into there to entertain people is something that we need to get back to the best. So you can see people like the Rolling Stones. They are in their eight, they still go out and play. Yeah? Because I mean, that's where the music business is at. Now you can make music while without even thinking about it. You can dream about it and it will generate it itself.
The festival featured performances by legendary artists such as Ricky Ililonga and Jagari Chanda, alongside bands Albatross, Move Rockers, Shakarongo and Band, Afro Red and Uncle Rex, bringing hundreds of audiences together. In international news, South Africa's government has vowed it won't let the U.S. withdraw of about $427 million United States dollars in support collapse its HIV program, the largest in the world. But it is also struggling to fill the gap, and experts are warning the next few years could see hundreds of thousands of new infections. South Africa has more people living with HIV than any other country in the world. When U.S. President Donald Trump slashed America's foreign aid budget, the impact was immediate as free clinics closed their doors, leaving patients without medication. Patients say they've been turned away from public hospitals, even though authorities insist that shouldn't be happening. Others say they've been forced to buy HIV medication on the black market, where pills have nearly doubled in price. The government has vowed it won't let the U.S. withdrawal of more than $400 million United States dollars in support collapse its HIV program, but it's struggling. Still in international news, Khartoum residents displaced by years of fighting are returning home.